Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm Arthur Williams coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to thank all my listeners today. Glory to God, for this is the day that God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Glory to God. I want to go ahead, amen, with a few of announcements on today. I want to start off by with Elder Askew, Elder Bertha Askew. On Saturday, it was a treat to hear, amen, because Elder walked the dog on a show on Saturday. Y'all missed it. Y'all missed a treat. It was an awesome, awesome, awesome show. It comes on, it's Faith Come by Hearing, and it came on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. But the show is pre-recorded, so you can go back and hear it. But it was an awesome show. You missed it, you missed a treat. I mean, it was like fire, shut up in our bones. My God, it was awesome. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams, and this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And the next hour, which I'll give you a 30-minute break, then the next Hour of Power will be the Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. And I want you to also know that she is an author now. And if you have not purchased a book, you can go on Amazon and purchase it. Amen. I think it's still available on Amazon. So you want to go on and get your copy. Glory to God. It's an awesome, awesome read. So go over and purchase a copy of her book on Amazon. And if you move on up a little bit further, we have Wild Radio on Tuesday. It's Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, you need to hook up with the hookup. Glory to God. You need to go on Facebook and inbox them. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You need to go ahead right now as I'm talking to you. You know, some of y'all know how to multitask. You can listen to the show and go on Facebook and hit them up also. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for the, you know, amen, the next generation. I won't say the young generation, the next generation, you know, because some say, well, you know, we ain't old yet. Glory to God. Thank God. Hallelujah. But go on to for the next generation and go on Facebook and hit them up and inbox them. Because I'm telling you, amen, they can tell you things, I'm telling you that you probably haven't heard in this season. Glory to God. So go on and hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be, and they will get back with you. I know they will. Glory to God. So I'm going to encourage you while the door is open to go ahead and hit them up right now and let them know what you may need. They do life coaching, mentoring, marriage counselor. They'll be your spiritual leader, and they'll help you, lead you, guide you in the right direction in which you should be going in this season. Amen. As we can see everything that's going on and going on in the world on today, we want to be going in the right direction, not the wrong. Amen. You want to be living for the right, not the wrong. So I encourage you again to go on and hit them up. Amen. And let them know what the need may be. And if you move on down, we want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering, you will receive ministry all through the week. And you will be placed on a personal prayer list where you are prayed for. Glory to God. So we don't want you to miss it. And we're only asking $25 or more. You know, God is good. That's not a whole lot. You know, we can go and spend $25 on our favorite ice cream. Glory to God. I know some say that's a bit much. But, hey, if it's good, guess what? You will do it. You're going to spend $25 on your favorite ice cream, your favorite shoes. You'll spend more than that. So I'm encouraging you to partner with us. This is a year and a season, you know, that we need to be on a prayer list. Glory to God. You know, there's nothing like being prayed for every day, and I know you are prayed for every day. Glory to God. You want to stay, amen, on that list that you can be prayed for, not those that are saying, well, you know, I'm going to pray for you now. Those that you know will pray for you and don't mind praying for you. And those that will say, well, what's that I see? Let me give them a call. Those are the ones that you want to stay on there on that personal prayer list with, not those that say, well, yeah, you know, I'll pray for you, but you never, those prayers never happen. You want to be on a list where you know that you know that you know for sure, yeah, Lord, that you will be prayed for. Glory to God. So I encourage you to go, come on in and partner with us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, with all that said, and keep all those announcements in mind, all the shows are pre-recorded so you can go back and listen to them. You know, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I mean, you should see, amen, of the things that's going on around us. You know, he's worthy. Hallelujah. And you need to just lift up a hand of praise and praise the Lord our God, you know, that, you know, we're still here, hallelujah. And we pray for those that's gone on. We pray for our friends, our loved ones, and those that even we don't know, we need to pray for them, you know, and ask God to protect them and give them, you know, peace in their heart, hallelujah. Now, like I said, it's not always about your four no more, but there are others that need our prayers. So that's what we need to be praying for, other people. And just because it hadn't hit home yet, that's what they always say, you know. The elderly people always say, just because it ain't hit home yet, just keep living and watch and see. Hallelujah, glory to God, my God. Now, if anybody desires prayer at this time, I am opening up my prayer line. If you would press the 1, I will bring you in. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Well, I don't see anybody that has pressed the 1, so I'm going to go ahead on and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come to you today, O Lord, Lord, as humble as we know how, Father, just lifting up the name of Jesus and magnifying his holy name on high. We ask you, Lord God, to give, Lord God, all those that in need, Lord. Father, give them everything that they need right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to give those, Lord, who were in the storms, Lord God, give them peace in their mind, Lord. Let them know that you're still in charge, Lord God. You're still on their side, Lord God. You've never lost a case, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to go in their hedges and their highways, oh God, and compel those that are lost to come to Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Let them know, Lord God, that you want them into your kingdom, oh God, that you inherit the praises of your people, and nothing catches you by surprise, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, what the enemy meant for bad, God, you will turn it around and make it good, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, on this day, oh Lord God, how you have brought us out and brought us over, huh, into you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless those, Lord God, in need of a blessing, whatever the blessing may be, oh God. Father, you said all we had to ask, in your son Jesus' name, and it shall be given, Lord God. Pressed down, shaking together, running over, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you on this day, oh Lord God, to give them the peace that they desire in their mind, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that were in the storm. We pray, Father God, that all that they need, Lord God, it is being provided right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask for overflow, oh God. Let them not stop until the last person is taken care of, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know that they may have lost stuff, Lord, in the name of Jesus, but we know you can replace it, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, to give those peace, Lord God, in the minds, Lord, who have lost loved ones, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, honor, and praise, oh God. We know if it had not been for you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we wouldn't be here on today, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, for those that are experiencing some pain, Lord God, in their physical body, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to lay your loving hands on them, oh Lord, and take it away right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, those that are experiencing experiencing migraine headaches, oh Lord God. We know, Lord, that you can calm it. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, take it away from them right now in the name of Jesus. Let them know that they don't have to worry. You said cast every care upon you, for you care about every soul in the name of Jesus. Every hair on our head is numbered. If we lose one, we know you know. So, Lord God, we cast everything upon you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God. Lord, we're calling them out. Those, Lord God, that has a drug addiction, we're calling them out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them not want another one, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them not want to smoke no more, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them not want to dip no more, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you can cure anything. You are a miracle-working God, and nothing catches you by surprise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we bind that spirit of depression right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we cast it back in the pit from which it comes. Lord God, let them not worry, Lord God. There's too much worrying, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, who don't know how, Lord, oh my God, to call on you, Lord. Those who don't know how, Lord God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Lord God, we stand in the gap for them right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise your heavenly name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You know, God is awesome, and he is worthy to be praised. I always lift up an arm of praise unto the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Lift up a hand of praise to the Lord, our God. Hallelujah. There is nothing too hard. God can move any obstacle out of your way. But let me help you to understand some things on today. You know, some things are there not to hurt you or harm you. It's not there to make you bitter, but it's there to make you better. Some things are there to push you into your destiny. Oh, my God, I felt that. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when you've been in a place too long and the Lord said, move, and you won't move. So some things are there not to hurt you, but he helps to give you a push. He said, listen, I'm trying to push you into a place. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Well, this is the place that I want you to be. So I'm trying to push you into that place. Hallelujah. But you got your feet dead locked and you won't move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That means you're just stiff as a board. You know, I'm comfortable here, so I'm going to stay here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So some things come along, hallelujah, to push you into your destiny. Hallelujah. You don't want to keep staying and doing the same old thing and getting the same old results in the same old place year after year after year after year. Glory to God. Ain't nothing moving. Ain't nothing growing. Nothing shifting. Nothing shaking. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. So he wants to push, hallelujah, push you into that place. Hallelujah. I know you're saying, Lord, what's wrong? What's wrong? Hallelujah. Sometimes you just say, Lord, what's wrong? Not praying. Say, Lord, what's going on in this situation? Is there something I need to be doing? Because I know sometimes people get so caught up in just being they comfortable. They don't want to do nothing else. You know, people don't like change, true enough. Glory to God. But all change, hallelujah, glory to God. It's not bad change. Some changes are good changes, hallelujah. But if you ask the one that made the change to help you, and he'll help you through everything you've got to go through, wherever you're going and wherever you may end up, he's there in the change, glory to God, hallelujah. He's in there, hallelujah, glory to God, my God. Amen, hallelujah. Just know, hallelujah, that he's there. He said, I'm there all the time. Even when it seems like, oh, my God, your problems have got so greater and so much more than you can handle. He said, know that I'm there, and I'm there all the time. Oh, my God. He ain't never lost a case, hallelujah. So don't think that, glory to God. Lord, where are you? I feel like you're so far away. Well, let me ask you something. When in the last time you've been in prayer, hallelujah, glory to God. When the last time you picked up your word, hallelujah, and read it, if you did those things, you will find him, hallelujah, because he said, seek, hallelujah, and you shall find. He said, just knock. If you tap on that Bible, open it up to a page, hallelujah, and he's right there, and you'll find, glory to God, hallelujah. When is the last time you did any of those things? Glory to God, hallelujah. You know, so many, I always say so many times, I don't use, you know, I use testimonies, and I'll say so many times. The reason I say that is because, you know, I came into contact with people who be telling me different things and different stuff. I'm not going to call no names, hallelujah, but I see how they flow and which way they go. Glory to God, hallelujah. You know, you can tell them sometimes, you know, things have happened. They said, I know, yes. Okay, I know, but you know what the words say about it, you know, and then they'll freeze in their tracks and they won't give you an answer. You know, I had to learn that, glory to God. You know, you always got to have, amen, there's a point, hallelujah. You know, you start off good, but there's a point, glory to God, to everything that you're saying. What does the word say about what you're going through? Have you looked in that word to see what he says about it? Hallelujah. Have you called on him and asked him, what do you need to do? Glory to God. My God. Nah, sometimes not. Hallelujah. You just go by what you know. Hallelujah. You know, some just go by what you know. Hallelujah. And if it goes, hey, it flows. That's what they say. No, that ain't the way it works. You got to make sure that it's the word of God and make sure he's leading you and guiding you. Hallelujah. And don't make no rash decisions, because sometimes you can make some rash decisions and get caught up. So I'm just warning. That's just a warning on today. Hallelujah. He said, you know, everything by prayer and supplication. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So make sure you pray before you launch out into the deep ocean, because we don't want nobody to drown. Hallelujah. So just make sure, hallelujah, that you, amen, pray before you move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Let's go on, hallelujah, with our message on today. On last week, amen, we came from Numbers chapter 11. We're just going to give a little bit and around and about some things that happened there. Yeah, I know the storm was kind of raging, hallelujah, but guess what? It passed over. Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. And this show made it didn't come out so well, so we're going to just piggyback on a little bit of what happened on last week, and then we're going to go on with chapter 12, hallelujah, of Numbers chapter 12. On last week, we talked about Moses and how the people were murmuring and complaining. God had them brought them out. He sent them a deliverer to bring them out of Egypt. Glory to God. But then, you know, he fed them fresh manna from on high. Oh, my God, my God. He fed them fresh manna from on high. And they were just murmuring and complaining and murmuring and complaining. Some of them wanted meat to eat. So then they went to Moses and they went standing at the tent just murmuring and complaining. Well, Moses told God, said, God, this is just too much for me to handle. You know, Lord, why did you put all this on me? And I got to handle all this murmuring and complaining. These people, you know, can you imagine all these people? And it was a lot of them, glory to God. They were just a murmuring and complaining. Can you can imagine all that murmuring and complaining? It did get on his nerves. It did get on his nerves, you know. And he said, Lord, why did you bring me to this place? And listen at these people. You know, we just paraphrasing. I'm tired of all this murmuring and complaining, Lord. I can't handle this. It's too much for me to handle. Glory to God, he was saying. So God said, okay, listen up. Here's what I want you to do. Go get 70 of the elders, those people that you have placed. You know, they're over different sections, you know, in the camp. I'll just put it like that. And bring them to me, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to step down, and I'm going to put the same spirit upon them, amen, that's on you, glory to God. And so he did. And there were two that didn't even come to the tent. But now understand, before, let me back it up just a little bit. Before they came to Moses, hallelujah, he said you had to consecrate yourself. So they had to be set aside. They had to get over there. You had to pray. Amen. You got to fast, you know. And then you get ready, and then you enter in, glory to God. And so when they came, it wasn't no big problem. Everything was ready. And there were two that didn't come. But, you know, I was looking back at that, and I'm saying, okay, there was two that wasn't there that came with the 70, but they were on the outside of the tent. They didn't come on the inside, but that same spirit fell upon them. Now, you know, in order for that spirit to fall upon them, they were ready. Oh, my God. Understand, they were ready to receive. Amen. Hallelujah. So guess what? The same spirit fell upon them. And so, you know, they were helping Moses. After all that, they helped and they went around in the camp talking to, you know, the peoples and encouraging them and telling them what the Lord was saying. But I didn't say there was a prophet. Now, I said they were that same spirit. Hallelujah. We talked about that on last week. It fell up on them. And so they were helping Moses out, huh? And then, you know, things kind of start to get a little better. Amen. And then they want to complain about they didn't have nothing to eat and just they wanted meat. Glory to God. And the Lord said, okay, hallelujah. Since you have murmured and complained, Moses, this is what you tell them. You tell my people. Now, understand, listen at this. He didn't tell the ones, the 70, to go and tell them. He told Moses, you go tell my people. Why did he tell Moses? Because Moses was the one. Amen. He was a prophet. He was the prophet, so he had put him in charge. The others were there to help. Glory to God. My God, my God. So guess what he did? He said, Moses, this is what you go tell them. Go tell them I'm going to give them some meat to eat, and it's going. They're going to eat so much they're going to get tired. It's going to run out of their nostrils. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I just said, be careful how you complain about your meat and your bread. You may have the bologna. You might not have the steak. It's okay. Glory to God. You might have the peanut butter and jelly. But guess what? That's good. That's good eating. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or you may just have the dry toast. Hallelujah, but that's okay. You know, they were murmuring, complaining about the manna that fell from on high, but like I said, there were no steroids in it. You know, it was personally marked, amen, and Jesus had cooked it himself, you know, and that was some good eats that they had. Hallelujah. They didn't have to worry about all that stuff being in it. They said, uh-oh, yeah, we forgot. We left something out. Hallelujah. We put too much in. Oh, my God, my God. So just understand, they had food. And then when, what he did, he washed all those quails on shore, and they ate, amen, they ate the food. When it went in their mouth, it made them sick. Glory to God. Understand, you have to watch, amen, what you're saying. Hallelujah. I just wanted to give you a little bit of that. So we're going to go ahead, and we're going to read chapter 12. Hallelujah. In chapter 12, amen, verse 1, and Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. See, here we go again. Look at Miriam and Aaron. They speaking against Moses. You know, you got to watch what you're saying, because guess what? God can see and he can hear. I don't know why people think that he don't hear what they say. He said, take every thought into captivity. That means if you're thinking a thought that's not right, then you better go ahead and repent right then. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, forgive me for that thought, Lord. Lord, forgive me for what I just thought. It wasn't like you. Take every thought into captivity. That means if you're thinking things about people and ugly things and different stuff, and you know people do, you know, the devil try to use you now. You have to be careful. You have to take every thought into captivity. That means watch what you say. Hallelujah. Just because you're thinking it, that don't mean you say it. You know, I heard someone say, well, don't be talking about giving nobody a piece of your mind. No, because you need every bit of your mind. That's so true. Glory to God. So you see, they were coming against Moses because he married an Ethiopian woman. And also, you know, they were jealous. They had a jealous spirit. Let's read on. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. So you see, watch what you say. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, mm-mm. I didn't mean to say that. Lord, forgive me. That didn't need to come out of my mouth. Lord, I didn't even need to think that. Glory to God. So be careful what you're saying, and be careful what you're thinking. You're in a season. You need to, when you read the word of God, you got to run those scriptures through your mind. That don't make you crazy. Hallelujah. It does not. That makes you stay in that place where you know when the enemy comes and try to attack you. You know, you got something, amen, to feed back on. You got something to give him. That is not the Lord. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 3. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. That means Moses was meek. He was mild. You know, he was easygoing. Glory to God. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. You see right here, when he heard what he said, it was time to call them out. You know, you can't call them out, glory to God. You can call, listen, parents, pray for your children. You know they're doing something they ain't got. Call them out of there. Hallelujah. You know, amen, some situations will happen. Call them out. Just go ahead and call them out. You know, so many times now, you got to stop being scared. Just call them out. You believe the Lord and you say you're righteous. Call them out, glory to God. Call them right on out of there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. And the Lord came down in the pillar of a cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my word. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. Now he's saying, he was telling them, yeah, that don't mean that they couldn't prophesy, but they weren't prophets. He was letting them know if there's a prophet in the midst, glory to God, God's going to make himself known to that prophet. What word he want to get forth, bring forth at that time and in that season, glory to God. So everybody, amen, can, you know, he was saying the gift of prophecy is the greatest gift. Yes, a prophecy. He didn't say that that makes you a prophet, glory to God. So I just say this, amen, really quickly. I'm going to say it really slowly. Stay in your lane. Don't try to be something that you're not. Hallelujah. You know, I hear so many times, you know, people say, well, the Spirit told me, the Spirit. What Spirit? You better be careful about calling the Spirit. The Spirit of what? It's with me, it's going to be the Holy Ghost saying, the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't just say Spirit. There's many spirits lingering out there. There's many spirits talking. Amen. Glory to God. So be careful how you're handling that thing. Hallelujah. I hear that a lot, the Spirit. What Spirit? There's a lot of them out there talking. There's a lot of voices you're hearing. Glory to God. A lot of familiar spirits that's roaming around, making people do different stuff and telling them it's okay and it's the Lord's doing. Come on now. Read your word so you'll know what's in it. Hallelujah. Let's move on. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. He was saying Moses, you know, he was faithful. Moses was gentle. Moses was easy. That's what the Lord was telling him. Hallelujah. So if he's going to make himself known, he wasn't going to go secondary and tell them. He's going to make what need to happen. He's going to tell that prophet first. So he told Moses what to do, how to do it, what he wanted them to do. Hallelujah. That didn't mean that he couldn't use them that was around him, but understand, Moses was the one that he had picked out and placed it at that time and that point. Let's move on. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And in the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore, then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? You know, I don't know where people think sometimes that, you know, you can just say anything to prophets and pastors, say anything about pastors and say anything about evangelists and say anything about ministers and God not hear it. Yeah, he hear. His ears ain't stopped up. He ain't using no earplugs. He hear you. So you better be careful how you come against God's people. Hallelujah. Yeah, I hear it. Well, you know what? They think they're a minister. They think, no, you better watch that. I don't care. He said, be careful about talking about them, even those who say they are anointed. Hallelujah. Especially when you really, really don't know what anointing is. You know, that's when you need to get some teaching and watch your mouth, because he hear you. Hallelujah. He said, how dare you come against Moses? At all, you come against the prophet. Why? Glory to God. Let's see what it said in that. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow, and Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was a leprous. Come on now. See, she was struck with leprosy because she was talking about something. She was talking about coming against Moses, her and Aaron. Come on now. You shouldn't. They shouldn't have been doing that. Hallelujah. They should have. Well, you know, if there's anything we can do to help you, people will have a jealous spirit. Yes, they will. Because if when God called you out, you know, other people say, well, you know what, I don't believe he called her to be no prophet. I don't believe he called her to be no pastor. How do you know? Glory to God. You hear God for yourself, what he wants you to do. Hallelujah. You can't put no tag on nobody else's coat saying what God will call them to be. Glory to God. There's so many times what I hear, you know, they say, well, you know, so-and-so is a preacher. I say, oh, yeah, really? And I let it go. You got to let it learn and let it slide. Because guess what? God will show out. He'll show up and he'll show out. He will call them out. If he didn't call them, then that's okay. That's fine. That's on them. Glory to God. But you got to learn how to put your mouth on and what to keep it off. Because God did not stop his ears up. He hear you when you're talking about that. Glory to God. You know, some say that, you know, people that say they're prophets, they're not prophets. They haven't given any prophecies or, you know, prophets will also, amen, go in and dig out what's in the word of God, you know. Amen. Let me help y'all out. We were trained really well. So I'm encouraging you. You want to come on over here? Hallelujah. Hit them up right now. Not right now, but right now. And they will tell you what you need to do. Glory to God, to come on over here and get some training, hallelujah, or get up under someone that can help you and get you the right training and the right teaching that you need, hallelujah, glory to God. You see, after he did that, what happened? She was struck, hallelujah, she had with leprosy. Can you imagine the look on Aaron's face? He probably got a little scared then, hallelujah, he got a little bit scared then, glory to God, after he had came against. Glory to God. Moses, him and Aaron, and I'm sorry, Miriam. Glory to God. Let's move on. Number 11. And Aaron said unto Moses, Allah, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. You see, look at him, he's coming back now. Oh, my God, my God. Do you think he was a little scared after that? He said, hold up. Oh, Lord, forgive me, Lord. I'm sorry. Glory to God. Forgive me. Come on, Moses. I'm sorry. We did foolishly. Then he started to repent. See? Come on now. Be careful about that. Like I said, God's ears is not stopped up. He hear you and he see you. I don't know why people think that they can talk about other people, you know, prophets and evangelists and pastors and different things, and they'll say, well, you know what, you know, this, that, and the other about them, and then thank God don't hear them, but he hear every word you say, even when you're asleep. He see every thought that's in your mind. Hallelujah. Whatever you go to bed with, God still know it. Hallelujah. And who? He still know it. Let me help you out with that too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know why, you know, some just think, you know, I can do whatever I want to do or say whatever I want to say. God don't hear me. He's omnipotent. That means he's everywhere that we need him to be and everywhere that he needs to be. So be careful about that. After today, I know some people will change, amen, what they say and how they speak and the things they say, you know, because guess what? You see right here, you can go back and read it for yourself. Hallelujah. He sees and he hears. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Let's move on to 12. Let her not be as one dead of whom the flesh is half consumed when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beseech you. And you see, look, they're going to call on Moses to come and pray for him. Ain't that something? See, people will go around and you'll say stuff against other ministries and different stuff like that. Uh-huh. Glory to God. And then you want to have somebody to pray for me. Will you pray for me? Glory to God. Would you get me out of this mess? Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I am so sorry I came against you. I'm so sorry I spoke them words against you. Hallelujah. Now, look, you know Aaron was scared. After he seen her turn white like that, he's as white as a child coming out of his mother's womb. Oh, good God Almighty. He had done got scared round about then, wouldn't you say? Hallelujah. So just be careful, amen, what you say. You got to watch your mouth and watch your thoughts because he sees your thoughts too. I don't know why you think he can't look at it. He can't read your thoughts. He reads your thoughts. God reads your thoughts. Glory to God. So be careful about all that you're saying and all that you're thinking. And then he's going to tell Moses, after he done came against Moses, please pray. Would you please pray for me? Hallelujah. I didn't mean it. Would you please just pray for me? Glory to God. Pray for her. Don't let her be like a dead baby. Come on, pray for her. Please pray for her. Glory to God. Let's move on to 14. And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again. And Moses, when Moses prayed, guess what? God said, go ahead, but she's going to be put outside the camp, because that's what they do. Hallelujah. She was unclean, you know, and they used to holler, unclean lepers. So guess what? Unclean, unclean. So they will put them outside the camp. So that's what she had to do. You know, if there's no repercussions in some things that you do, then guess what? You will continue to do them. You know, the wages of sin, amen, is death. Okay, that's just what it is. You will become dead spiritually. Amen. Glory to God. Come on now. You got to have some repercussion to things that you do. Whenever we do something that's not godly, guess what? Hey, we done sinned, and we done sinned against the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I know y'all been enjoying this Holy Ghost train that we've been on for the last few, amen, couple of months. Because I know I have. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't want to it's bad to fall in the hands of an angry God. Hallelujah. You don't want to sin against the Holy Ghost and glory to God, and grieve the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on now. Glory to God. You want to live right? You want to live righteous. Live a righteous lifestyle before the Lord so you can walk upright and talk upright, so you can stand, and when you pray, amen, things will happen. But guess what? Everything will happen sometimes around you, but it won't hit you and it won't hurt you. So that's why you got to live a right lifestyle all the time. Glory to God, a righteous lifestyle. You know, I remember, hallelujah, glory to God, I say this to say this, on yesterday, we were in a place, hallelujah, and, you know, I took a trip, I just put it like that, I took a trip, and it wasn't a field trip, but I took a trip, glory to God, and then later on, you know, someone said, did y'all hear the ambulance, and did y'all hear all the things that happened, amen, around the place that I was in, and I'm like, no, you know, and one sibling said, yeah, I heard it, but I didn't hear it, hallelujah, because I was busy, you know, amen, you know, we got to cook it up when we go down south, hallelujah, glory to God, that's how they roll, that's how they eat down here, glory to God, hallelujah, you got to have a full course meal down this way, hallelujah, glory to God, and we said, no, well, a young man just right over the street, hallelujah, not too far, hallelujah, he had an accident, just right down the street. He had an accident, and he didn't make it, glory to God. You know, and immediately I went to praying for the family because I knew him, glory to God, hallelujah. Well, at that particular time, things had spiraled out of control. It just hit a bad place, and it spiraled out of control. But, you know, my heart goes out for that family. He tried to pick up someone that I knew. Amen. One time, and then he they wouldn't go with him, and he went back the second time, and they wouldn't go with him. Glory to God. Now just think, hallelujah. If you don't live right, glory to God, and you ain't praying like you're supposed to and seeking the Lord, now that particular person could have been in that car, in that same car. Glory to God. You know, God is good. God watches over us. So you gotta make sure you're in place so He can watch over all those that's around you, not just your four and no more others. Glory to God. And, you know, God is good, and He is worthy to be praised. So just be careful, hallelujah, and make sure you're living right. You see right here, don't come against them that you ain't got no business coming against. Glory to God. Think about it before you come against people. Think about it. You know, the Bible said be careful how you treat people, because some have entertained angels and don't even know it. Hallelujah, my God. So just be careful how you treat people. Even when you go in, amen, places and you go shopping, you know, some get it. Now, look at here. They need to get on out the way and let me in. You know, amen. You just politely say, excuse me, can I get by, please? And they'll move over if you come politely. Hallelujah. because I was in another place, and we were all ordering us some lunch. Amen. We were ordering us some lunch, and I was just standing there just waiting, you know, waiting on my turn, and all of a sudden, you know, this guy came over, and you know, he didn't see this person, and they went on up to the counter, and oh, my God, they nearby pushed the person out of the way and said, oh, did you see me? You know, oh, you just gonna run over me. Just was ugly. It was ugly. Glory to God. But he said, I didn't see you. I did not see you. Well, I'm standing there looking at the whole thing, and the man didn't see us. Glory to God. He didn't see us. He did not. He was just walking up there. He looked back for something, thought he had dropped something on the floor or something. And he looked back, and he was just still walking while he was looking back. And then he went on up to the counter, but he didn't see her. Glory to God. And, oh, man, they just went off, just went on up there, got up to the counter, just gone nearby, pushed the man out of the way. He said, I'm so sorry. I didn't see you. I'm sorry. You can go ahead. I am so sorry. He kept apologizing, but that person just was so ugly to him. Glory to God, my God. So just be careful how you treat people. Hallelujah. You see right here, they were coming against them. That gonna have to, that might have been the one that was going to have to pray for her. That might have been the one that she may see I might need help outside the road. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You just never know in circumstances. I guess I've seen a lot this week. It just sometimes when you look at stuff, it'll change your thinking, glory to God, of how you feel about others. It really will. And look right here, Moses and Aaron and Miriam, hallelujah. Moses was a prophet, and they start talking about him, glory to God, just because God was using him, and the people will do that also. When he using you, they'll talk about you. Well, you know what, listen, she gave that word, but I tell you what, now don't receive it, and you won't get it, glory to God. So sometimes people won't receive words, and I hear you, glory to God. But you always take that word, receive it, amen. You write it down, because it'll come back to you later on. Because I've written down many, many words that I've gotten, and it might not happen right then, but guess what? It comes back later on, amen, glory to God, and you got it, hallelujah. Let's finish up reading right here. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought back in. And afterward, the people removed from Hazareth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. You see, they didn't leave her. They waited on her. Glory to God, they did. But understand, if she hadn't kept her mouth closed, it wouldn't have got to that point. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then they over there worrying about Moses and who he had married. If God was pleased with it, it ain't nothing nobody else can do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, they were coming against Moses. They were coming against his wife. You know, I've seen several things about that, and you know, but I just say what I see in the Word of God. That's what I say. Hallelujah. I say what I see, and I say what he say. That's it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if she had kept her mouth closed, all that wouldn't have spiraled out of control. If he had kept his mouth closed, all that wouldn't have spiraled out of control. Hallelujah. It wasn't so much, amen, as they were coming against his wife. But then in the meantime, they were just jealous. You can't be jealous of another's anointing, because you don't know what it took for them to get that anointing. You don't know how they had to stand before the Lord and whatever happened, taking the hit for that anointing. You don't know how they had to wake up in the wee hours of the night and go somewhere, and the Lord said, okay, listen, I'm laying this person on your heart. Wake up. Pray for them, because they need your prayer. You don't know, hallelujah, glory to God. You don't know how they had to give up eating for weeks, hallelujah, at the time to get that anointing they got. Huh? Glory to God. You can't be jealous of another person's anointing. You don't know everything that they had to go through to get where they are, hallelujah, for God to use them like that. Glory to God, my God. You don't know, and you don't know. When you don't know, keep your mouth closed, because he sees you and he hears what you say. So be careful, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, you need to be, you know, saints need to be careful. Everybody need to be careful, but saints need to be really, really careful. When you're going to a place and you're hearing the pastor preaching and you say, oh, my God, oh, listen, that is glory to God. Okay, Lord. Okay, I hear you, I hear you. You just receive it and go on. You ain't got to talk about it. Hallelujah. Well, it was just, oh, my God, that sermon, I tell you, I don't know. Hallelujah. Go back and ask God what happened. Hallelujah. Now, if you can go back and ask the Lord what happened, Lord, this is, Lord, this happened, this happened, this happened. Why did this happen? And I didn't this and that. Ask him, and you can't get in trouble because he don't mind you coming to him, asking him. Hallelujah. And ask those who you know can put a perspective on what you, amen, what you need and what happened when you go to different churches and different places. Hallelujah. Don't just go all where you know what, just talking about them. Hallelujah. Ask those that can help you understand what happened. Because so many times you see, amen, glory to God, you can go out running your mouth and talking about people and talking about things that you really don't have a clue. You have not a clue, glory to God. Hallelujah, what's going on and what happened. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, a lot of times, amen, I'm glad I use that a lot of times. It's a good thing to use instead of using names. Hallelujah. They said, well, you know what? The Lord speaks through me, too. I didn't say now time that he didn't. Glory to God. But I just tell you, make sure that it is the Lord that you hear him. Hallelujah. So some things come are familiar, and they're familiar spirits. You know, understand, you can have a conversation with other people, hallelujah, or other, even other saints. And you say, okay, I've heard that before. Hallelujah. Then you're going to come back and try to prophesy that thing now and say, well, you know what? The Holy Spirit told me that. What spirit? Hallelujah. Are you not calling him Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. It's the Holy Ghost or the Spirit of the Lord. Go, glory to God. Hallelujah. Put a hand on his name. How would you like for him to just call you that woman over there or that man? Glory to God. Come on now. My God, my God. So just be careful, you know. Hallelujah. And if there's something, amen, glory to God, that you need to tell somebody, he's going to make sure that they get that word that you got. Hallelujah. Because there's going to be an unction on the inside. Well, you know, it's just itching now. I'm like, oh, my God. Lord, you telling me to do this, and I'm going to do it. And that's when you do it. Hallelujah. But don't step outside of your place trying to, well, I am a prophet just because I can give somebody a word. No, don't do that. Because guess what? You're going to fall into a lot of trouble. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to stay in your lane and be who he called you to be. You can be the best doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because when them people coming in there and they all heavy laden, you can feel it. And you know what? That discerning of the spirit realm. The whole up. Hallelujah. The discerning of the spirit realm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. You can pray that thing off them, huh? And if they come in there with that old mean spirit, you hold up. Wait a minute. We're going to enlighten this person. Yeah. Hey, good morning. How are you doing? Are you okay? Well, it's good to see you in the sanctuary on today. Hallelujah. And when you enter a place, know how to speak. Some people just don't know how to speak. You know, now, you know, children don't even speak to their parents. They'll enter their house and won't say nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And a lot of times, you know, hold up. You know, me and you wasn't together last night. You can speak. What's going on? Good morning. Greet them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So just be who God's calling you to be. You don't have to try to be a prophet. You don't have to try to be a preacher. You don't have to try to be an evangelist. Just be who he calls you to be, and things will go a lot better. Now, amen, glory to God. Thank God. So what we're going to do, I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer at this time, you can hit the one, and I will bring you in. Glory to God if you want prayer. But I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray, Lord, right now, oh God, that the word that was spoken on today, Lord, as it fell on good ground, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, as each person have confidence and peace in their life, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for the pains and the aches, Lord God. And we also pray for the arthritis to cease. We know, Lord God, that it ain't nothing that you can't cure, Lord God. I don't care. It ain't nothing that you can't cure. So, Father God, we come against all the aches and the pains right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the wayward spirits. Everyone wants to go their way and have their way. Only your way, Lord God, is the right way, Lord God. Only your way will give them peace. Only your way will give them joy. Only your way, Lord God, will give them understanding. Only your way, Lord God, will help them, Lord God, to walk in your light, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we come against, Lord God, every spirit of lack right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Now, Father, we come of that against that spirit of lack of those whom say that they don't have love in their life. But, Lord, we know that you love them the most. And nobody, Lord God, can give them the love that you can give them, Lord God, because you have spreaded your love abroad upon all man, all woman, Lord God, every boy and every girl, oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we cancel that assignment of the enemy, Lord God, that they aren't loved by anyone. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord, to take it out of their mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we come against that lusting spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them not lust, oh my God. But Lord, you say each man shall have his own wife. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, to let them go out, Lord God. Oh, like you said in your word, and find a wife. You say he who finds a wife finds a good thing and finds favor with you, oh God. We ask you, God, to let them go out, Lord, and lead and guide them in the right direction to find their own wife in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we come against those, Lord God, who are speaking negative, Lord God, against others right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We come against them right now, Lord, those that are talking, Lord God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Listen to this word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't come against this partnership when we ask you to come in and partner. Hallelujah. Lord, I come against that tongue who have been speaking against them, Lord God. Someone who said they wanted to partner. Don't let no one talk you out of your blessings. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we push that person back and out of the way, Lord. Tie their tongue so they won't speak against the ministry anymore. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we come against, Lord God, everything, Lord God, that's negative. And Lord God, we release it with the peace of God. We release it, God, with positivity. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. And so I'm going to speak this word one more time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody talk you out of coming in and being a partner in this ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No, they don't need your money. No. Glory to God. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if God has told you that you need to partner with this ministry, then do so. Glory to God. Let no one talk you out of your blessings. People will try to talk you out of the good things, but they always want you to do the best. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you listening on today. He is real and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I'm going to reiterate, don't forget, Minister Elaine is coming up next. You're going to have a break between here, and then you can go over and hear what the Lord is laying on her heart. Hallelujah. Awesome word coming forth in this season, in due season. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation to Christ. If you are a sinner in need of a Savior, hallelujah, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord. Mold me, God. Father God, I repent of all my sins. I give my life to you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Glory to God. Get in a Bible-believing church. Hit me up on Facebook. Inbox me. Inbox Apostle, inbox Pastor, inbox Minister Elaine, inbox Elder, inbox Minister Michelle, inbox everybody, amen, under the umbrella, amen, of the Wild Team, hallelujah, let them know, hallelujah, that you have given your life to Christ, glory to God, hallelujah, because it's an awesome, awesome, awesome day. The angels are rejoicing in heaven, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I'm going to get a benediction so we can go on and, amen, take a station break, get a sip of water, and get ready for the next, amen, hour of power. Minister Elaine Jackson, a voice of truth, Worldwide Ministries. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome, awesome week.